It's very, very good indeed to be here with you this morning. I've said to John on a number of occasions that when I drive around the whole of Derbyshire, the whole of the diocese, as I'm driving along, I pray for the parish I'm driving through. And as I live in Swanwick, you get a huge number of prayers as we come up to do our shopping in the Co-op or go to Sainsbury's or Lidl or wherever, or simply drive past. So I always feel I have a special connection with you here in Ripley. And it's fabulous to be here, not just to share in worship with you in these few days now running up to Christmas Day, but also today to license Marion for a new stage in her ministry. What we're doing today is celebrating the end of Marion's curacy, her time of preparation to become a fully fledged priest, as it were. Although, of course, none of us ever stops learning. We all continue learning every day of our lives. But this is the end of Marion's formal ordination training. And what we're doing today is licensing her for her continuing ministry. She's going to be the associate priest in the parish of Ripley. And so what she's going to do after this address is stand in front of you and swear an oath of allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen. She does that because the Queen is, of course, head of the Church of England. And she does that facing you because you represent the Queen as the Queen's subjects. So she will, as the Queen doesn't happen to be here this morning, she will face you and swear allegiance to the Queen. What we're doing has been done for hundreds of years. It's why some of the wording is a bit archaic. It's because it stretches back a couple of hundred years. And then she's going to turn to me and she's going to swear an oath of obedience to the Bishop of Derby. And when she does that, she hasn't forgotten that I'm the Bishop of Repton. What she's doing is swearing allegiance to the diocesan bishop, who's represented by me here this morning. And then I'm going to read out some very archaic words, which are a statement of what the Church of England believes and the things that form the basis of our belief, the Book of Common Prayer, the ordination of priests and deacons, things that make us uniquely the Church of England. And then Marion will affirm her faith in that same faith before I then read the bishop's license to her. And I come here to do this today wearing a strange hat and carrying a stick. Because today is one of those days where we remember that we are not just the church in Ripley, but we're the church in the Diocese of Derby. And we're not just the church in the Diocese of Derby, but we're the Church of England. And we're not just the Church of England. We're part of a worldwide Anglican communion of Christians. And we're not just part of the Anglican communion, we're part of the whole Church of God, billions of people across the world. And also, we're part of a church stretching right back to those very first disciples. And so, I'll put this on to license Marion. And a bishop's hat is this strange shape because it's supposed to represent the tongues of fire, the flames which fell on the first disciples at the first Pentecost, the arrival of the Holy Spirit, the birthday of the church. We stretch back over 2,000 years. And towards the end, I'll be holding this, a good traditional bishop's staff, shepherd's crook. It's a real shepherd's crook. As a reminder to me and to John and to Marion and to all of us that we follow the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep and who knows every single one of us by name. So that's the reason for those symbols. And we're licensing Marion today because we have tested and tried her. I've read through a huge file of evidence that she's provided from the last few years of her ministry among you, and we have formally confirmed that we have full confidence in her priestly ministry, as I know that you do too. So it's a great celebration today. I'm delighted we've got cake for all sorts of reasons. You always need cake for a celebration. That ought to be in the statutes of the Church of England too. And Jim, where are you, Jim? Give me a wave. Jim, thank you to you too, because I know the support and encouragement that you've given to Marianne throughout the whole of her training and generally in life. And thank you for all that you do too. And we're going to celebrate you today as well. And it struck me as I was preparing to be with you that today, the fourth Sunday in Advent, is a particularly appropriate day on which to license Marian, because it's the day in the church's year when we specifically remember Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus, the Jesus whose birth we'll celebrate very, very shortly. And it did strike me that the name Marian must be from Mary Anne, originally. Mary being the mother of our Lord, Anne being Mary's mother, and therefore Jesus' grandmother. Mary Anne, Mary Anne, Mary Anne, Marian. So absolutely no pressure there at all, Marian. And it strikes me that when I look back over the last 30 years, whatever it's been, I've always found that I've had a bit of a problem with Mary. Now, I confess that to you, taking the risk you might think I'm a rotten bishop and throw me out. But I've always had a bit of a problem with Mary, and it goes right back to when I was a curate, and I was with the Sunday school one morning, and they got out their dressing up box, and little Emma, who was 5 at the time, put on a beautiful blue dress. And then she went and sat in a corner, and she folded her hands and looked very holy. And she said, "I'm Mary." And at that moment, I thought, my goodness, is that how little 5-year-old Emma sees Mary? Probably she's seen too many Christmas cards. This very kind of meek and mild, demure young lady, dressed beautifully in blue, despite having given birth in a cattle shed, looking holy, not saying a word. Because when we read the Bible, that's not what Mary's like at all. Yes, she said yes, and that's what we focus on, that the angel Gabriel came to Mary and said, "God is asking you to do something for him. Will you be the mother of his son?" And I read a beautiful poem yesterday where the angel says to Mary, "Don't be afraid." But in this poem, it's actually the angel Gabriel's knees that are knocking underneath his wings or whatever he had, because he knew that the salvation of the world rested on the agreement of this very young girl, Mary's yes. And that yes was so strong and so brave, because it meant going against all the expectations of her age. It meant having to say to the man to whom she was betrothed, the equivalent we've got to engagement, "I'm pregnant and this is not your baby." It meant carrying the stigma, as it was then, of being an unmarried mother. It meant saying yes to God and not worrying too much what everybody else thought. We focus on Mary's yes. But Mary was the one who sang what we call the Magnificat. She sang a great song that said through her son, God was going to do something new. God was going to turn the world around. God was going to say the most important people in the world are those who feel that they're the least important. And my son will be born not in a palace, as befits the king of the world and the prince of peace, but in a mucky stable, one of us. And it's the poorest, the weakest, those who are sick, those who are isolated, those who are lonely, those who the world often rejects, who are going to be the greatest in God's kingdom. Did any of you see Songs of Praise 2 weeks ago? It's not something I catch often, but I actually catch it more now it's on at lunchtime. Where they interviewed a boy called Jonathan Bryant. Did any of you see it? Jonathan was born severely disabled. Yes, he was, because while his mother was pregnant, they were in a car accident. And Jonathan was born severely disabled. Couldn't speak, couldn't walk, is in a wheelchair. Jonathan is the sort of person that the world would walk by. But Jonathan has learnt to talk by his mother holding a board through which she can see Jonathan and she follows his eyes, and he can spell out or point to pictures to say what he wants to say. And within Jonathan, there is a mighty intelligence. And he's written a book. Letter by letter, he's written a book. But Jonathan spoke on Songs of Praise through this device of his huge faith. And how he once had a dream that he went into a garden. And in this garden, he could run and walk and talk. And he knew the garden was Jesus' garden. And his mum said to him, "Did you see Jesus?" He said, "No, but next time I go to the garden, I will." And do you know, mum, a bit of me can't wait. And then he described the friend he was playing with, who was somebody who he had never known, but who his mother knew as a member of the congregation who had died before Jonathan was born. He described him in great depth. His mum said, "Do you know what his name was?" "No," said Jonathan. His mum went out of the room, and when she came back, Jonathan said, "I've remembered his name. It was Noah," which was the name of the little boy who died. Jonathan somehow giving this tremendous witness, Jonathan knowing more about God than probably any of us in this church here know today. The people who the world would reject are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Mary, meek and mild? No way. Mary, the revolutionary. Mary, the prophet. Mary, the one who's going to usher in the birth of a new kingdom. Mary, who points to her son and says, "Do whatever he tells you." Mary, who's faithful to the foot of the cross as she watches her son die. Mary, the witness to the resurrection and to the beginning of that new kingdom and to the new life which waits for us all. All of us are to be like Mary, the one who says yes to God, as we celebrate Jesus' birth and resolve again this Christmas to follow him in whatever he asks us to do. And at the end of this service, I'm going to commission the ministry team, but then commission all of you by asking you, if you will, this morning, as we commission Marion for her ministry, to remember that each one of us, as a baptized Christian, has a ministry too. And Marion, Marianne, remember always that strong and fearless and prayerful and revolutionary whose name you share, and you won't go far wrong. Let's get Marion licensed.
Thank you. hereby present you Marion Brooks to serve with permission to officiate in the parish of All Saints Ripley.
Thank you, John, for your presentation. So, Marion, let the oaths be taken and the declaration be made in accordance to the law.
So I, Marion Brooks, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors, according to the law, so help me God. And I, Marion Brooks, do swear by Almighty God that I will pay true and canonical obedience to the Bishop of Derby and her successors in all things lawful and honest. So help me God.
The Church of England is part of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, worshipping the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It professes the faith uniquely revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic creeds, which faith the Church is called upon to proclaim afresh in each generation. Led by the Holy Spirit, it has borne witness to Christian truth in its historic formularies. The 39 Articles of Religion, the Book of Common Prayer, and the ordering of bishops, priests, and deacons. Marion, in the declaration that you're about to make, will you affirm your loyalty to this inheritance of faith as your inspiration and your guidance under God in bringing the grace and the truth of Christ to this generation and making him known to those in your care?
I, Marion Brooks, do so affirm, and accordingly declare my belief in the faith which is revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic creeds, and to which the historic formularies of the Church of England bear witness, and in public prayer and administration of the sacraments, I will use only forms of service which are authorised or allowed by canon.
Because the care of those for whom Christ died is so great a trust, we're going to pray that God will give grace to Marion to fulfil her ministry in faith and hope and love. So let's pray. Almighty and loving Father, giver of all that is good, hear our prayer for your servant Marion, whom you have called to serve the parish of Ripley. Strengthen her, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit, and fill her with love for your people, that as a faithful priest and true servant of your Son, she may preach your word, minister your sacraments, and shepherd your people to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, Marion, if you come and stand there. I, Janet Elizabeth MacFarlane, Bishop of Repton, commissary for this purpose, appointed by the Right Reverend Libby, Bishop of Derby, hereby grant unto you, Marion Brooks, Clerk, of whose fidelity, morals, learning, and sound doctrine and diligence I am well assured, permission to serve as Associate Priest in the benefice of Ripley, within the County and Diocese of Derby. And I hereby notify and declare that this permission shall remain valid and have full force as of today until it shall be revoked by the Bishop of Derby or her successors. And so, Marion, I commend you to Almighty God, humbly praying in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, that his blessing may rest upon you and upon your work. In witness whereof I have hereunto set my hand this 22nd day of December in the year of our Lord 2019. May the Lord strengthen you in his service. May his words be upon your lips and in your heart. And may you find joy in your ministry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you like to stand? Come and stand on me up here. You get to keep that piece of paper. And I think we should just give her the most mighty round of applause.